My name's Gerald Barnes. I'm from Kimberley in the Northern Cape, visiting the sweet Natal. It's good for me to be here, and it's quite a blessing. And I trust as I share through the Word of God, it will be a blessing for you each day as you listen to the Word of the Lord Jesus Christ. A word for you this morning is from the book of Ephesians. Ephesians, the epistle written by Paul. And we're going to read the scripture verse for you. Verses 1 to 2. And we'll deal on this portion each day. And I trust it will be a blessing for you. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 1 and 2. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Paul spent 3 years in the place of Ephesus. And he started his first Bible school in Ephesus. Great, great man, taught throughout the day like a normal Bible school. And these fruits of Ephesians, to teach them doctrine and practical Christian living, was what he eventually wrote to the church at Ephesus. Now, Ephesus, we know, is here in the book of the New Testament and also in the book of Revelations, where Ephesus eventually faded out. But in Acts chapter 20, when Paul eventually left Ephesus, he called the 20 elders. He called the elders and he gave them some instruction. When he left, he was imprisoned in Rome. And then he wrote this epistle from Rome. And that's why it can also be called a prison epistle or a circular letter. It was circulated at the church of Ephesus and maybe to the other churches. But in this salutation, these first few verses that we read, we're going to look at three or four things first. Firstly, we're going to look at the dual source of his apostleship, where he came from. Secondly, we're going to look at the dual description of believers, how he describes the believers here in the book of Ephesians. And point number three, we're going to look at the dual blessings for believers. And point number four, the dual source of these blessings. And I trust tomorrow God will bless us as we continue. Amen.